One of the state's most iconic brands, Smutty Nose Brewing Company, has hit hard times. Earlier this month, the company announced it would be put up for sale at an auction after 24 years of craft brewing in New Hampshire. NHPR's Jason Moon recently spent an afternoon with co-owners Peter Eggleston and Joanne Francis to talk about how we got here and what's ahead for the company they built. He joins me now. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Peter.
So I know there's an auction scheduled for March 9th. Do we know anything about what will happen to the brewery and its employees after the auction?
Not much until we have the new buyer. But co-owners Peter Eggleston and Joanne Francis tell me they've already had a lot of inquiries from potential buyers. And when I went there last week, I wanted to kind of get an idea of how one of those potential buyers might look at the place. So I asked them to give me a tour. And as we were walking around, I was really struck by just how new everything still feels there. You know, this facility in Hampton, it only opened in 2014. That's got all this state-of-the-art brewing equipment that was built in Germany and this bottling machine that can put out 300 bottles a minute, and all of it's kind of sparkling and stainless steel. And it, you know, is also built to these really high environmental standards. It's got repurposed building materials and these LED lights that switch on and kind of, you know, follow you as you walk around. Eggleston, he told me his favorite spot is on the production floor when the bottling machine is running. He says he likes to come down from his office, grab a beer off the lawn, and just watch the machine run. And by the end of the tour, we were standing sort of in the shipping warehouse with these cases of Smutty Nose stacked all around us. And Eggleston, he's kind of reflecting on everything we'd just seen. He says this.
For the right buyer coming in, this is going to be a great opportunity. I can almost find myself being excited on their behalf.
Almost.
I'll get there. I'm almost there. Almost there.
So I think that moment just kind of captures a lot about this situation and where they both are right now. You know, feeling a lot of pride for what they've accomplished, but, you know, also disappointment that the future of this company that they built is now out of their hands.
Yeah, certainly sounds like a fun job to have to give up. But did they say any more about how it got to this point? I mean, this is a very popular brewery.
Yeah, you know, when they first announced the sale in the press release, they mentioned the explosion of microbreweries in particular. But, you know, talking to them last week, they said it was really a lot of different things at once. And one thing in particular that Eggleston mentioned was a change in consumption habits that he's seen that's kind of driven by all these new choices. And basically it's the idea that because there are so many different beers to choose from, it's really hard for a beer like them to keep growing into new markets where people already have, you know, a dozen craft brews to pick from. So it's been tough for them. And he says he really started to notice this trend when he was at beer festivals this past summer where he was pouring beers for people.
Typically what I do is I ask people what beers they enjoyed, because I want to learn what people are talking about. And over again, they would describe a beer that they had just tried, that they really liked, but they couldn't remember who made it. And I thought, man, that's not a good sign for our industry. It's not a good sign for people who want to develop a brand.
So Eggleston says this change in the marketplace really hit right as they made this big investment in the new brewing facility in Hampton. And he says they kind of just got caught in this downward spiral where right as they needed to invest more in marketing, they didn't really have a lot of cash on hand to do so, and they just ended up getting behind.
And Smutty Nose is known for being a very environmentally conscious brand. Did they regret making some of the investments in green tech now that they're in this situation?
You know, I asked them about that, and they said, no, definitely not. You know, if they were to do it all over again, they would make the same investments in environmentally friendly technology. And it's one of the things they say they're most proud of, you know, with that facility. They're proud of how they make the beer and, of course, the beer itself. Here's Joanne Francis.
You know, when people are done trying a lot of other beers from other breweries that may not resonate with them, they will always say, oh, but you guys just make the best fill in the blank, whatever it is that they love, our Old Brown Dog or the Finest Kind. You know, we can proudly stand by everything that we've made.
And I will say, you know, in the midst of all this, they are managing to keep their sense of humor about things. At one point, I asked what was kind of a dumb question about what it was like to break the news to the staff. And here's how Joanne responded to that.
It was super fun. It was so great. we wish we could do it again. It's not funny. It's not funny at all. But, you know, it's honestly, we just have to keep our humor.
You know, they've also said they've received a huge amount of support, both from the local community and elsewhere. You know, Governor Sununu praised them when they first announced the decision. And, of course, they have a lot of friends in the beer world who are offering a kind word.
So what will their relationship be with the company after it's sold?
Well, again, that really depends on who buys it and what they want to do with it. You know, one possible outcome is that the buyer comes on as a new partner, and Peter and Joanne could stay on. And that's something they both say they're open to. But that's just one possibility, and we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. NHPR's Jason Moon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.